The absurd generosity of God is on full display in today's parable. But not just in the gospel, but also in the readings today, Moses is able to secure God's forgiveness for the stubborn people of Israel. The psalm speaks of how God's mercy continues to make us holy in spite of unworthiness. And St. Paul echoes the same sentiment in the psalm when, by declaring God's mercy, that it has done great things for him in his life. Christ's parable today shows how absurd God's mercy and generosity is for us. What shepherd in their right mind would leave an entire flock alone and in danger because of one stray sheep? While the woman might be poor, she seems extremely joyful at finding one small coin as she swept her house. And in the parable of the prodigal son, we see how generous the father is to both ungrateful sons. These readings and Christ's parables drive home to us how generous God truly is in our life. When it comes to the parable of the prodigal son, we often focus on the sons, and we can overlook how generous the father is in that story. First, he gives half of his possessions away to an ungrateful son, and then he gives him more when he returns. He is still generous to the son who stayed at home when he tells him that half of what he has is his. That is what God does for us. God gives us everything. No matter how hard we work or how much we think we've earned it, all we have is still a gift from God. God is generous, and since we are made in the image of God, we are made to be generous as well. Generosity and thankfulness are linked. If we have a thankful heart, then it's hard not to be generous. If we understand the gift that we have been given, then it's hard not to give to others. We speak about this in a church as being stewards. A steward is someone who knows that what they have is not theirs, but is given to them as a resource to be used and ultimately passed on. That is ultimately what our life is about. It is gift given to us, a gift not to be kept by ourselves, but instead developed and passed on for others. Whether it's our time, talents, or our wealth, all that we have is a gift from God and given to us to be developed and ultimately given to others. We might relate to one of the prodigal sons today, but our goal should be to be able to relate to the generous father who gives even when it seems absurd and even when those who receive our generosity seem anything but appreciative. That's a challenge, but that's where we can find peace and happiness, because when we give like that, we are giving like God. We are made in his image, and we are made to be generous. Today is the first Sunday of our new annual stewardship program. It's a time to plan on how we can give God through our time, talents, and treasures. You should have received a renewal pack in the mail these last couple of days. Inside, it contains a list of all the opportunities to engage in your faith life, to give to those in need, and to help make our parish a more vibrant community. It's amazing to see all of these opportunities that we have here at St. Michael's. I want to encourage each and every one of you to take a look at all those opportunities, and I want to challenge us, each of us, to engage in at least one of these this coming year. In this pack, you'll also notice a pledge card. This isn't important for us to return. I know that we've never really done this before, but the reality is that when we give something in writing, we take it a little bit more serious. These cards will help us connect each other and you to this community. Over the next couple of weeks, you'll receive more information about our stewardship renewal this year, and this is an exciting time to be at St. Michael's. We're in a great place. My hope is that we can continue all the good work that we've done over the last few years, and that we as a parish can be a place where people look to see a community that is generous and faithful.